Acts chapter 19, beginning with verse 21. After all this had happened, Paul resolved in his spirit to go to Jerusalem by traveling through Macedonia and Achaia. After I have been there, he said, I must also see Rome. After sending two of his assistants, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia, he stayed in the province of Asia for a while. During that time, there was more than a minor disturbance about the way. A certain silversmith named Demetrius, who made silver shrines of Artemis, brought in no little income for the craftsmen. He called them together, along with the workers in similar trades, and said, Men, you know that our prosperity comes from our income. You also see and hear that not merely in Ephesus, but throughout almost the entire province of Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away a large number of people. He says that gods made by hands are not gods at all. Not only is there danger that our trade may be discredited, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis may be considered worthless. Then she will suffer the loss of her magnificence, although she is worshipped by the whole province of Asia and the world. When they heard this, they were filled with rage and began to shout, Great is Artemis of the Ephesians! The city was filled with confusion, and with one goal in mind, they rushed to the theater, dragging along Gaius and Aristarchus, Macedonians who were Paul's traveling companions. Paul wanted to enter the public assembly, but the disciples would not let him. Even some of the provincial officials of Asia, who were his friends, sent him a message begging him not to venture into the theater. Some were shouting one thing, others another, because the assembly was in confusion. Most of them did not even know why they had come together. They made Alexander come out of the crowd. It was the Jews who pushed him forward. Alexander motioned with his hand and wanted to make his defense to the assembly. But when they recognized that he was a Jew, a single cry rose from all of them. For about 2 hours they kept shouting, Great is Artemis of the Ephesians! After the town clerk had quieted the crowd, he said, Men of Ephesus, who is there who does not know that the city of the Ephesians is the keeper of the temple of the great Artemis and of her image that fell from heaven? Therefore, since these things cannot be denied, you need to be quiet and not do anything rash. For you have brought these men here who are neither temple robbers nor blasphemers of our goddess. If Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen have a complaint against anyone, the courts are open and there are proconsuls. Let them press charges against one another. If you want to pursue something about other matters, it should be settled in the legal assembly. For we are in danger of being charged with rioting today, because we will not be able to give any reason for this disorderly mob. After he said this, he dismissed the assembly.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.